Back on downtown, a little New Orleans sound as the Patriots get ready to take on the Saints this weekend. We're joined by the voice of the New England Patriots on the 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. Let's say hello to Bob Soucy. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate the introduction, the music coming in to segue out of break. Nice little buffer there. Certainly could have gone with the Zydeco as well and given us a little sound of, the French Quarter.
We just want to set the tone, even though it's a Patriots home game. I want to talk to you because I saw what you posted earlier on social media. We think of the Saints as a dome team. You pointed out some interesting numbers about this team and what a good team they've been on the road.
They have been, of course, taking into account they've been that under Sean Payton with Drew Brees primarily at quarterback. And, you know, as a team that has been a division winner now the last several years in the NFC South and a perennial playoff team in general under Payton during his time there, you know, I think the perception of the Saints was for a long period of time, this is a team that was built for the dome, a speed team with Brees, you know, very effective in the controlled elements, passing with that Payton offense. But the truth is, they've been a very good dome team, yes, but they've also been a very good road team. And Rich, unusually so this year, even though they're 1-1, and they're coming off a terrible loss against Carolina on the road, because for the last month, they have been living on the road after Hurricane Ida, of course. They had to relocate to Dallas-Fort Worth to train. They played their first game against Green Bay in Jacksonville, won it 38-3, reportedly far more Packers fans, not surprisingly, than Saints fans in Jacksonville for that game. Had to go back to the Dallas area, then go to Charlotte, play the Panthers, and continue to prepare now for the Patriots in the Metroplex. And after the game on Sunday, they'll finally, it seems, have a chance to return home, although I guess there was a fire at the Caesars Superdome in the last 24 to 48 hours. So, you know, this is a team that's been through an awful lot, as we know. Not to make light of Hurricane Katrina when Payton and Brees first united in New Orleans. The circumstances, of course, at that point in time, was the city, the region, and the Saints as a team kind of embodying their resilience and coming back from Katrina. And now here they are, of course, recovering from Ida.
Well, they get set to take on a Patriots team that looks very different than the teams they're used to playing. And it starts, of course, at the quarterback position. But so far, I know there are people who say, well, they're keeping it simple for Mac Jones. All I know is this, if your quarterback doesn't make mistakes in a game, I feel like you have a better chance to win.
Rich, that's the bottom line, and I think that the quarterback play is good enough to allow them to win two games. They only won one of them, but certainly the loss to the Dolphins wasn't on Mac Jones as much as it was on two lost fumbles, including one inside the 10-yard line. The defense not being able to really set the tone in either the first half or the second half. And as well, these penalties that were enormous in that game, including with the Patriots struggling in the red zone in that game offensively. And I think that the key factor here is that it's not necessarily keeping the offense simple for Mac Jones, because he's facing some intense pressure thus far and may very well see it again from a pretty complex defense under Dennis Allen's in New Orleans. He's been under a lot of duress in the first two games of the season, but they have generally kept it short, or at least he has. I think the criticism of him thus far is that, well, he's being too cautious, conservative, or at least we haven't seen him turn the ball loose and throw it downfield enough. At some point, that's going to happen, and Mac Jones has talked about it. Certainly Josh McDaniels has talked about it almost ad nauseum, I'm sure, from their point of view after the first two games of the season. But to me, you're right. The base right now for a young quarterback, it's best to have that building block be, okay, we don't make mistakes. Don't turn the ball over. Give your team a chance to win. And with a team that has a good defense against an opponent like the Jets, really, where, you know, they're making mistake after mistake offensively, your objective offensively is, okay, don't turn the ball over. Don't give them a chance to get back in the game. Yes, you want to see more efficiency when they're in the red zone. You want to see more out of those possessions when they're driving the ball. But I really believe that's going to come. And I think Matt Jones, thus far, considering the pressure he's been under, and he's been hit a lot, and as well the kind of blitzes he's faced, thus far has been outstanding in terms of his decision-making. Granted, maybe he could have tested those defenses a little bit more frequently downfield, but I'll take it. I'll take the no interceptions through two games for a rookie quarterback who only started, let's face it, only started a season and a half's worth of games while at the University of Alabama.
And seems to be developing some good chemistry with some of those receivers, especially good, I've found, to see the play of Jacoby Myers early on.
Yeah, Myers has been such a great revelation for this team going back to the first half dozen games of last year. He was a terrific story coming out of NC State, recruited there as a quarterback, made the Patriots as an undrafted free agent. And his rookie season didn't have much of a role, of course, with Tom Brady at quarterback, Rich. And then last year, the first six games of the season has only one target, and then it turns out to be the team's most reliable receiver after Edelman went down to injury and was really Cam Newton's only reliable connection in the passing game on a week-in, week-out basis. Now this year, we're seeing Matt Jones develop an even greater chemistry with Jacoby Myers. And beyond that, too, I think that there is a good relationship between Mac and all the receivers, frankly. We've seen it develop during the course of the spring and the summer. You hear it in the words of the guys that he's surrounded by. And I know some people wonder, well, how are some of those receivers, how are the new tight ends who signed for so much money, how are they receiving in a figurative sense? Now, the first two games and the way this offense right now is playing in terms of its approach and in terms of the ball distribution, and I got to think that they still have a really high degree of confidence in him, and they know they're going to have an opportunity to receive a lot more big plays down the road, in particular off play action. I think he's very effective coming off the run fake, very good in all the nuances of quarterback play for a young player in terms of selling the play action, knowing where he's going to go with the ball, being very quick, very decisive. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, he's going to face two very good defensive schemes. You know, the Saints are banged up, but as I've noted, Dennis Allen is a very good defensive coach on Sean Payton's staff, of course, with a team that's known more for its offense. But nonetheless, going against a veteran secondary, if Marshawn Lattimore plays, Bradley Roby plays for the Saints, he's going to be tested in that game. And then, of course, the next week against that pass rush from Tampa Bay and their defense. But I think you go beyond that, there's tremendous room for growth for this offense. And I think all those receivers, including Myers, you know that they're going to have a lot of opportunities down the road.
We're talking with Bob Soucy here on Downtown. Defense was strong last week. The turnovers, obviously a big key to the victory. And Carolina seemed to do some things that any defense would like to emulate against the Saints, holding them to just 48 rushing yards and really limiting their third down success. I believe they were only 2-for-11 in third down situations. How do the Patriots replicate that this week?
Well, it's going to be tough to replicate it for one reason, and the biggest reason of all that comes to mind is that these aren't the same Saints that played in Carolina last week. You know, I talked about all the adversity they've been through as an organization. Well, last week they played the game with eight members of their staff, including a couple of offensive assistants due to COVID protocols. They had one of their backup quarterbacks, Ian Book, in that game, managing the substitutions, making sure the right personnel was on the field. And they were without a couple of key players really on both sides of the ball. And their offensive line has suffered a little bit since their starting center, Eric McCoy, went down a bit. So, again, different circumstances. The Panthers have a tremendous defense. And through the first two games of the season, we'll see how they do tonight against a young quarterback for the Houston Texans. But I think in New Orleans' case, what the Panthers did by shutting down the running game is that they forced Jameis Winston to kind of revert back to the Jameis Winston of Tampa Bay, where he threw 30 interceptions in 2019. Now, a guy was a prolific passer at times, 5,000 yards, 33 touchdowns that same season, but again, 30 interceptions. And in the first game of the year, he was a model of efficiency. Sean Payton made his life easy as a quarterback in terms of running the ball very effectively, and they've got a great one in Alvin Kamara, one of the best all-around running backs in the NFL, a guy who last year scored 21 touchdowns, including 6 rushing against Minnesota. Well, the Panthers took him away, and Winston, who had 5 touchdown passes while throwing for only 148 yards in week one, was shut out, except for leading his team to a couple of field goals, and then, you know, by the end of the day, was knocked around a bit. I think he was sacked 4 times, a couple of picks out there for Carolina as well. I think that's what the Patriots have to do here. They've got one thing they have to do defensively, too. They're going to be better against the run than they've been. And we've heard that, the recognition from players, the admission from players the last couple of days. I know Dante Hightower, Lawrence Guy, the two that I heard talk about it yesterday. If they do that, and they're not going to shut down Kamara, I can't imagine, the way Carolina did, but if they at least keep him in check and force Winston into some predictable passing situations and don't allow him to pick up first downs with his legs, which right. Green Bay did. He picked up 3 first downs running in the first half of that game against the Packers, part of that incredible start for New Orleans beating Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers 38-3.
Who's been the most pleasant surprise on the Patriots for you so far this season?
That's a great question, and it's not one that I've given any thought to in the first 2 weeks of the season. You know, maybe Juwan Bentley has been a nice surprise defensively, coming off his game against the Jets. Certainly affected the first interception with his pressure on Zach Wilson, was the Patriots' leading tackler in the game. You know, last year his play went up in terms of the snap count from the previous year. He was asked to do a lot more. And I think he was asked to probably try to execute some things, do some things that, you know, weren't suited to his strengths. And what we've seen through the first couple of weeks this year is that this guy was kind of forgotten after his rookie season for the Pats. Remember, he came out of the gate as a rookie and played very well for the Patriots before he got hurt in Detroit following his first NFL interception and was lost for the year. Well, I think what we've seen from him the first couple of games is, you know, he looks better than ever. Gerard Mayo said it the other day. You know, he looks more athletic than him. Hightower talked about it yesterday, more confident, more comfortable. So I think defensively, he's not a guy that a lot of people thought about during the spring and the summer. And in fact, Rich, I would even venture to say that many of us, I know myself included, and I've heard other people at the time speculate, thought, you know, he might be a bubble player. Going back to the early days of training camp, because Raekwon McMillan, who was a player they signed from the Raiders as a free agent, looked so good. And then McMillan tore his ACL in practice. And Bentley, of course, was unchallenged at that point in that linebacker's position and overshadowed by Dante Hightower and Kyle Van Noy, nonetheless, has been very good for this team. At least he was on Sunday against the Jets. So he's one name that comes to mind for sure.
Bob Soucy, voice of the Patriots, joining with Scott Zolak this weekend on the 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. What I do, Bob, especially on these beautiful fall days, sure, I could watch the game on TV, but I go to my front porch, I turn my radio on, I perhaps have a Maine craft beer at my side, and I listen to you and Zoe do what you do so well.
Well, Rich, I really appreciate that, and often I hope to return home after calling the game that you've listened with your Maine craft beer in hand and enjoy a pour of my own Maine craft beer, or at least one of another of New England's many finest brews. But, we've talked about it in the past on social media and certainly on these airwaves. Big fan of a lot of breweries up your way, and I'm glad that you can partake while listening to Zone Me. I do appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully if we don't sound so good in the game and not so good, going so good, you can pour yourself a second.
Well, there's never a need to do that, but yeah, I'll take your advice and do it anyway just to be on the safe side.
Well, then celebrate with a second one, or maybe even a third. You're not driving anywhere. You're just sitting outside on the porch.
That's it. Hey, Bob, thank you as always for making time for us this afternoon. Enjoyed talking with you. Have a great broadcast. We'll catch you again soon.
Hey, Rich, thanks so much. Have a great weekend yourself.
Thank you, sir. Bob Soucy, voice of the Patriots here on Downtown.